and galleries. So I think everything we've done in the past builds on the next thing. And as you know, Rodney, the notion of the starving artist is just simply a myth. It's just not true that you can't make a substantial living with your creative pursuits. And one thing that I really want to stress with this phone call is that if you want to just bring in some extra cash, if you're in a different business or job and you have a hobby and you want to just bring in some extra cash, you can do any one of these tips. Now, I hope I'm going to have time to give you at least 12 of the many, many I have. You can do one of them and bring in an extra $1,200 a month, but you can also, if you're ready to turn your creative pursuit into a full-time business, you can do all of them and bring in a really nice six-figure income. I mean, 12 tips times $1,200 a piece is $14,400, which is like, what, $188,000 a year, which is nothing to sneeze at. And people go, wow, how could they do that as an artist? But you know, you can. You just have to work at it. And one reason that I say beyond Etsy is that a lot of creative people will put their creative products up on a site like Etsy or Artfire and then walk away. And even though I personally make my living supporting artists, I spend very little time on those mega sites because I get overwhelmed. And I know that a lot of busy entrepreneurs who have the money to spend buying handmade items and art feel the same way I do. They just don't have time to spend, you know, surfing mega sites. And most of us, there are books out there that, you know, that talk about ways to sell your art at craft shows and wholesaling to shops and consigning to galleries. But those are all great ways, but there are already people out there telling you how to do that. And I'm going to give you tips on many additional ways to do it so that you can actually put together what I call a portfolio of profit. Yeah, so
I'm all about that, the portfolio of income streams. I like profits too.
Absolutely.
So I love those too.
Absolutely.
So what we want to do is I really want to make sure that we get all of those 12 points in, and so we're about maybe 13 minutes into our call. So what I'd love everyone to do is to get out that intention guide. If you had a chance to print that out, or if that's not handy for you, get out a pad and pen, because Terry's going to go, pretty quickly, not so much that you won't be able to hear what she's saying, but I want you to get that down. So this is a time to get into action and start making your plan. So, Terry, you have the floor. What are these 12 easy ways that we can generate that extra, what did you say, $188,000 a year?
Well, yeah, if you do all of them. Each one of these are, every one of these I've either tried myself or recommended to friends and clients, and every one of them has brought in an additional $1,000 to $1,500 a month. So, yeah, again, you can do, you know, pieces of them and put together a really great income. So you stop me if I talk too fast because I get so excited about this.
No, I know you do. I know you do. So, yeah, I think everyone's had enough time to get that pad and pen out. So let's go for it. Let's get into it. We're ready to rock and roll.
Okay. So there are a few things that are universally good marketing practices regardless of what your hobby or craft is. And the biggest thing, and Rodney, you and I have talked about this, is that you need to make sure that your work is not hiding out in your studio. Nobody's going to see it in your studio, of course, unless you have open houses. If you make wearable art, wear it everywhere, every day. And if you aren't somewhere that you're seen by a lot of people, for example, you do work at home in your studio, gift or loan your pieces to friends or family who work in busy offices and go to lots of functions where they're seen by the ideal buyer. And if you create fine art or photography or home decor items, give or loan some of your work to friends who have luncheons or dinner parties with the right guest lists. If you have friends or family who are junior leaguers or high-level corporate execs who entertain often, those are the people that you want to make sure either own or borrow your work.